When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. It's Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast. Hashtag. It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm terrified. Something awful just happened to me.
Oh,
can
no.
I tell you?
What is that?
You're gonna freak out about this too. So I was using the restroom before I get into the pod, which I do from time to time.
Sure.
My doors, which are made of like really thick wood, it got, yes. I shut off the light in the bathroom and the door jammed as I was getting out of the bathroom.
Oh boy.
Lights were off. Couldn't find the light switch right away. Locked in the bathroom.
Oh God.
Talk about that being like, you know,
what's your first move? What do you do there?
Luckily Scream. I had already voided my bowels, so I didn't have to do that, but
yep. Didn't do that again. Good. You bought yourself some time.
Bought myself some time, but, it was a horrifying experience and one I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, but, I'm here with you now. The lights are, every light in the house is on and I feel good. So
we had on the program today on Kiefer Madness, there was a gentleman in Oregon who got locked into a Burger King bathroom.
Oh no.
He was in there for an hour. Apparently, one of the employees, I guess, they handed him something so he could try to get out. They handed him a fly swatter. Apparently, to sort of like jimmy the lock on that end. I don't know why they did that. Long story short, he cuts himself. He sues Burger King. Burger King agrees to give him, quote, food for life. But food for life apparently meant a cheeseburger meal once a week until he's 72. He's 50 years old right now. The lawyer says that they came up with 72 because it's 5 years less than the average age of living, which I guess is 77, and they went 5 years under because of, quote, how many cheeseburgers he normally consumes.
So their end game is like, well, these cheeseburgers are going to kill you, so you're going to live less. And we're not going to pay you any money, but you can have our death-inducing cheeseburgers for 12 years.
But think about that. Food for life. It sounds like you just get a card and you can get whatever Burger King you want. Not true. You can apparently only get a cheeseburger, and now they're trying to back out of it. So now I think they're back in litigation.
Which they should be, because if someone offered me that, first of all, you're suing somebody. You're a 50-year-old man suing a fast food chain because you couldn't get yourself out of a bathroom.
Apparently, he was so distraught after sitting in the bathroom for an hour that he, before he left, he had to sit inside the Burger King restaurant for an hour. That was all of the news story.
Oh my good God. Come on.
Oh, it does actually lead into a hypothetical that I was thinking about a lot this weekend. So I want to ask you, I want to lob it your way, see what your answer would be. Would you rather receive $1 million every day for the rest of your life or have a stranger stick his entire fist up your asshole?
Oh, no. Where do I go from there? As much as tempting as that sounds, I think I'm going to take the moolah.
Well, Ryan, let me just caution you before you commit. More money, more problems.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it was coming. I knew that joke was coming, and I was I was in that moment where I was hoping you were going to say that.
I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid.
That's it. Oh my God, why I'm laughing. So that's the dumbest thing ever.
I was like, you know what's so dumb too is I thought of that ahead of time. Like, oh, I'm going to ask him this. I couldn't even get through it. I was already laughing.
I'm so glad you did, though. I'm so glad you got through that.
Oh my God.
It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah, you don't want those kind of financial burdens. It's going to bump you up in a higher tax bracket. You don't want that.
It's going to change your life.
You hear about all those lottery winners, the curse of the lottery. You don't want that. You don't want that.
I'm surprised.
Oh, I'm crying.
I'm surprised you don't have any clarification.
What are we doing? Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. Let's start the show. Ryan, this is news this week.
Sure.
We have a whale of an episode to get to. We have got a lot of hard topics.
It's the dumbest thing ever. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
I'm a stranger. Oh, his entire fist. Oh my God, Ryan, this is exciting though. Less than two weeks away.
Let's just start over. Oh, okay. Whew, all right.
Maybe we just release these 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then it'll be the most listened to 5 minutes in the whole history of dork.
All right, I'm ready. Whew.
Come on. Let's gather it together. The Punisher Season 2, January 18th. That's just around the corner,
Ryan. Next week, isn't it?
Did you see the little image thing that they tweeted out with Jigsaw?
Yeah, I think I said to you, he looks like a member of the Jabberwockies. Remember those guys?
He also looks like the kid when he's in disguise in the movie Coco.
That is true. He did look like that.
It's a little Day of the Dead-ish when he's doing that. But, I mean, we know this is going to be canceled just because that's what they do on Marvel Netflix shows. But this is a standalone episode worthy. It is 13 episodes, which I was hoping it would be 10, but I don't know. It was good. I'm sure there's going to be a couple of crazy, like, what the hell kind of scenes that they are known for.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they just kind of go balls to the wall with it, knowing that the kind of the writing's on the wall. You know, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to being a good send off, or maybe not for these characters, but at least on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the Netflix stuff, I saw I think it was Vincent D'Onofrio. I saw him tweeting about it. There's a Save Daredevil petition on change.org. Like, you know how people are always petitioning for things, and I don't know if they ever get their way, but they certainly get a lot of people to internet sign it. And Daredevil This was like last week. I saw there was like 35,000 people had already like signed it. I don't know if it's going to do anything. But this, I feel like this show, if Murphy Brown can come back, and if Roseanne can come back, and if Will and Grace and all these other shows from like the 80s and 90s can come back, I feel like Daredevil is not done.
No, and I think it's up to 100,000 signatures now. So they're
oh wow, okay.
They're this is getting some traction. So good for Vincent D'Onofrio. Good for petitions and people, you know, making their feelings known. That's nice.
Because that show, I mean, you can't save them all. Like if you're a Luke Cage fan, if you're an Iron Fist fan, maybe they can make a cameo. Like you can't have them all, but Daredevil was just awesome. Like that deserves to still be going
on. And a character that like is complex enough that like if you're an older TV watcher, it's great. If you're a young fan, that's great too. Get you introduced to the character, but something they should definitely revisit, you know, at some point.
Ryan, the Golden Globes were this past weekend.
What a snore fest.
Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh were the hosts. It was not good. It was what some critics are calling a wet fart of an award show.
Yes, and I believe it was said that as far as Rotten Tomatoes go, I know Rotten Tomatoes isn't the end-all be-all, but Bohemian Rhapsody was the lowest rated Best Picture winner, like, ever.
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah,
that's
since
bad.
Like the 60s or the 80s, like it's been forever or whatever it was. Like it was bad, but it also, there was not a lot going on. Like it wasn't like, not just the winner. Spider-Verse did win Best Animated Movie, as it should.
It's a no-brainer. I don't know why. Like you can't, even if your award ceremony is a complete joke, like the Golden Globes was, there's no way that movie doesn't win Best Animated Feature.
Well, and it's funny, like the monologue, they tried doing the thing like Norm Macdonald during the roasts where they like go super nice and they're like, that's what's crazy is like how like nice they are. But like it fell flat. It wasn't very good.
No,
so
it was like,
that was a waste.
In the comedy climate, it's very difficult to be like sarcastic and kind of biting without being offensive. Like people have kind of lost that touch. So they went, it seemed a little too safe for me, you know?
They were super duper safe.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's what you're going to have. You have two actors who are currently on shows on the network. I believe they both are. And it's just like, okay, like you just people like them. You're like, yeah, they do. But they're not funny.
Not funny.
Not very good. And I like Samberg, too. Like, I'm not anti Andy Samberg at all. It just wasn't very good.
And I was talking about it with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about Sandra Oh and how like Sandra Oh is situationally funny. Like if you've seen like Sideways, like in that, like she was funny because like the circumstances were funny. Like she's just not like a naturally funny person, I don't think.
Well, then it was bad too because she was doing like at least what was supposed to be a funny part of the monologue, and then she changed like real quick into something like really serious about like diversity and like all this stuff, but you couldn't really tell, and she did like a weird fake serious voice, and a couple of people in the crowd like laughed out loud, and you're like, no, nope. Oh, sorry. She's being serious.
Yeah. And it was like, I saw that clip and then like someone wasn't done laughing yet. And she got like super serial and then someone was still laughing.
It was really weird. I wasn't sure. I'm glad I wasn't in the audience because I wasn't sure how to react either. I was like, buddy. I don't know what to do.
Oh boy. Yeah. But anyways, stunk.
Oh, Carmen Sandiego trailer. I meant to throw that in there with the Netflix stuff. It's a animated show on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Any interest in Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
No.
No. I always wanted to be on that show, though, as a young man.
Do you wanted to yell, do it, Rockapella, and have them sing it
I
off?
Wanted to yell, do it, Rockapella. I wanted to get the loot, the warrant, and the crook, and then I wanted to run around trying to get stuff on the big map.
I wanted
to do that.
Did you ever figure, like, the kids on that show were, like, the least athletic people? Like, remember we used to, like, watching Guts and being like, these kids are just absolute squids. Like, I could run circles around these kids.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They were not super coordinated a lot of the time. Yeah. Ryan, a couple of really significant deaths in the hashtag dork world last week. Super Dave Osborne, Bob Einstein, Marty Funkhauser. This guy was hilarious. And Goo tweeted it out right away. He was on, I think it was like maybe the first episode of the Norm Macdonald podcast. And there's also a video version of it. And so you can see that, you know, like the entire hour, I think it's on YouTube right now, of Norm Macdonald, whoever his like sidekick host was, and then Super Dave. And it's unbelievable. Like it is so funny. obviously everything he's done on Curb is amazing. Also, he does a Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Seinfeld, yep, which is on Netflix right now. I highly recommend that. This guy was the man.
Yeah, and a kind of a comedian's comedian. I remember my dad, he used to have a show on Showtime that I was young, and my dad would make me watch it, and he would be like howling laughing, and I like really didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because I thought like the guy was an actual like daredevil. Like,
oh, I thought Super Dave Osborne, I remember seeing him on Curb Your Enthusiasm when he popped up and being like, oh, Super Dave Osborne. And then they were like, oh, that's not his name. Like, that's also a character. That's like, yeah, a really famous character of his. I thought he was Dave Osborne for like forever.
Yeah. And I remember this one scene specifically, and I watched it back later, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So one of the funniest things. So he was like going on and on about how he had like this death defying stunt that he was going to do. And, you know, he had like cameras rigged up and all these safety precautions they were taking and yada, yada, yada. And it turns out he was just riding a roller coaster.
That was the first skit they ever did on that show, yeah, I guess.
And I saw that, amazing, and I'm like, as a little kid, I'm like, this is dumb. But now I'm watching it, and I'm like, this is genius.
I feel like, yeah, he was like ahead of his time. And also at that point, too, like, Evel Knievel was so famous, right, and like was doing all those jumps and stuff. So to have somebody like parody that was perfect.
Yeah, so pick of the pod.
So he was the man. I would urge you to watch at least the Cars and Coffee thing and the Norm Macdonald thing. And also in the wrestling world, Ryan, we lost one of the great interviewers of our time. That'd be Mean Gene Okerlund.
The interviewer of all of sports entertainment.
That's right.
This guy was the man.
Guy.
And just,
he was cool.
What was great about Mean Gene, not only his voice and his way of interviewing people, but the fact that he was such a little guy, like standing next to, it really sold it. Like, it really sold,
oh, yeah,
him standing like he arm's length, yeah, talking to Andre the Giant or Hulk Hogan. You know, he had to be.
Yeah, that helps. It makes even like a guy who might be 6'2" looks significantly bigger, yeah, next to him. And like, that's exactly what you need in that position. And another kind of a weird thing was both guys were 76.
Odd.
It was odd. Yeah.
And that's exactly how old they think the guy's going to be with the Burger King.
Yeah, they were thinking probably not going to hit 77. Yeah. Not that gentleman. Yeah. Not going to get there. So pick of the pod, certainly, to both Super Dave and to Mean Gene. Ryan, let's get to the to your news of the day.
Let's hit it.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, what do you
I'm
have?
Gonna do this a little bit differently. So I was reading IGN today, and they had some of the biggest video game rumors going into 2019, and I just want to get your take on some of these. All right?
Yes.
Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo will be releasing new consoles this year. Now, this is a rumor that we've been hearing with Sony and Microsoft for a while, but the one with Nintendo is that Nintendo is going to an upgraded version of the Switch, which has a better screen. Okay. So that's one of the complaints they've been getting with the Switch. But that Xbox and Sony, or Microsoft and Sony, will be releasing brand new consoles within this year. What do you think of that?
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I still think there's really good stuff for the current system, and I guess I'd have to see what it is. I'm not ready to upgrade just yet. And I know I don't have to do it right away, but I just feel like I feel like the PS4, there's still great games, and I'm enjoying that. I feel like it's not time. Well, I guess maybe my follow-up would be, like, how much better are the systems?
And that's just it. I think that how much better can you get? There has to be a tipping point here where we go fully VR, maybe?
Yeah.
Or something like that, groundbreaking, or like augmented reality or something, or maybe something out of like Ready Player One. You know, it can't be just the same thing again. You know,
I think VR, even really good VR, like there's still got to be something about just like sitting down with a controller playing. Like, they're like, you know what I mean? Like, keep making it cooler and cooler looking, but I don't want all my games to be VR.
Yeah. So,
there's got to be something there.
You know, you might not believe this, but both the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 have been on the market for 6 years.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So that's pretty.
And most systems last, what, like 5?
Yeah.
Like, if you go back to like even like Sega, PS1, yeah, PS2.
And so.
But I feel like but there's still so much more they can even do. Like, if you think about it, like, you can get a VR to hook up to your PS4, and even that, like, they're still. They haven't even gotten to the point where those games are great yet.
Right. So the bad news for you is that Xbox, they're releasing an Xbox One, and probably the next console are going to be, and I have to be careful how I say this, discless.
I'm sorry, did you say dickless?
I said discless. So they're going to be no more discs. And maybe more streaming games, maybe more just like straight download games. I tell you.
Well, you've been discless for a while.
For a while, just because I hate dealing with hard copies of games anymore. I like my cloud storage. Again, we've seen a little bit of this. The Harry Potter game is in development. Not from Rocksteady. You into that at all?
I think I might play that, actually.
Depends if they go gritty with it.
Right.
Speaking of Rocksteady, so the Harry Potter game was supposed to be a Rocksteady game. It was leaked footage. It turns out it's not Rocksteady. And they have come out and said that their next game is not Superman.
Right.
So, good. What do you think it is?
I like that. Is it DC or is it just I'm thinking of something different. Because there's the guys that used to work at Blizzard that they're making a Marvel game.
Yes.
And they haven't said what it is.
Confirmed.
So, confirmed on who it is or just that it's Marvel?
That who it is and it's a Marvel game. And Crystal Dynamics and Eidos, the people who made Tomb Raider, are making an Avengers game. That has been announced as well.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have any DC character other than Batman or Superman to headline a video game?
Green Arrow.
Oof. Yeah, I'm with you. Green Arrow. I could do Green Arrow.
Escape and from Supermax, the game. Stuff. Make it just like...
Yep.
Make it just... Arkham, except it's, you know, the Supermax.
What about this? Now, this might sound like I'm joking, but I'm not. If they really did it up, do you think they could pull off an Aquaman game? Like, have it...
It's just...
Like, because you could probably do some cool stuff and cool-looking stuff underwater.
Yeah, it'd be like Echo the Dolphin again.
Yes.
That's what we need.
But a man.
Yeah.
But a man.
So that's a couple of them. There's a new Bioshock, apparently, in the works. Which I'm excited about. A new Borderlands. I know you're not in on Borderlands.
I'm not. Borderlands isn't bad. You know what the problem was? I started playing the Telltale game, which I know is significantly different. And I just got so bored of it. It made me start to hate the characters.
Yeah. But then this one. Microsoft is bringing back Fable, supposedly.
Oh.
Which was a nice little RPG. The first two that they made were incredible. The last two that they made were dumps. But,
Right.
It was one of the first open world RPGs that I remember playing for Xbox and really, really enjoying. I think the studio that made that, Lionhead, I think they folded. So it's going to be a new developer, but I think they're starting to pick that back up again. So these are some exciting things we got coming for 2019. I've gone way over my minute. So that's.
Well, speaking of 2019, Ryan, are you ready for the topic du jour?
I totally forgot with the fisting and the $1 million thing. I've totally forgot.
Nah, I know there was a lot. There was a lot in there. It's the topic of the day
today.
Yeah, it's the 2019 movies. Now these are the movies that I grabbed at first glance. So maybe we missed one. You can hit us up at Dork Podcast on the Twitter, dorkpodcast@gmail.com on the email. But it's still a ton of movies to get to. And what we'll try to do here, Ryan, a quick thought on the film, but then also, is it a theater movie? Is it a standalone episode for us? Will you see it when it comes out? Or the other option, will you never see this movie?
Okay.
Those are probably the categories. I don't think I'm missing one, right? You either watch it at home, watch it in the theater, never see it. That's it.
Yep, that's it. That's all we got.
Okay. Then we'll talk about which ones are going to be standalone episodes, including this first one. The only one I have, and this is in order of release, by the way. So the first one, January 18th, so the same day that The Punisher comes out, M. Night Shyamalan's Glass.
This is going to be a theater movie for me.
Yes.
And it is going to be, dare I say, a standalone episode with an asterisk. So I think
I think you can dump the asterisks. I think this will be worth doing.
But I think what we do for an episode is we do the whole trilogy as one episode.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, talk a little Unbreakable and Split at the beginning and then that's a good call.
So it's its own standalone episode, but with other things as well.
Do you think they're giving away? So obviously this is, M. Night Shyamalan. This is the sequel to Split, and then at the end of Split, spoiler, but too bad. The previews are out, so they tied into Unbreakable, and so you see all these characters together. They're all in like a mental institute. I wonder if they're giving away too much, but then you always got to be prepared for the M. Night twist. So maybe they're not giving away too much, but it seems like they've given us a lot in the trailer.
I'm wondering too, like if, you know, since so much time has passed, if like Bruce Willis's son shows up at any point and he's one of these people too.
Oh yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Throwing that out there. Joseph?
Yeah, I definitely got to go. I got to go back. I got to rewatch because I've seen Split pretty recently. Mm-hmm. So I got to go back and rewatch Unbreakable just to probably pick up a few more things.
Yes. I definitely That'd have to watch good. Unbreakable again. I haven't seen that movie in a mm-hmm. minute, son.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. So we'll check that out. So that's a good one. So that's January. So jump ahead to February, February 8th. This is one, the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Probably be a home watch for me. I did really enjoy
it. Yeah, I don't have a lot of interest. I really don't.
You know, I really did enjoy the first Lego movie, and I thought it was, like, clever. And I don't know. Clever has a shelf life. It only lasts so long.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of out on, like, Chris Pratt, if you can believe it or not.
I can believe it. Yeah. I can believe it a little bit. Yeah, I think I'm good with the Lego movie. So I think it's probably going to be a no-go for me. I mean, maybe one day when it's on Netflix.
Yeah, or, like, HBO, I'll watch it, you know, but...
Yeah. Couple of movies come out the week after that, February 14th. You get Happy Death Day to You. So that's the sequel to Happy Death Day, which actually wasn't a bad little horror movie. You also get Robert Rodriguez movie, which is written and produced by James Cameron. What is this thing?
Alita Battle Angel. So it's a
Alita Battle Angel. What is
it? It's an anime. It's a manga, I think.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's robots fighting. You know, which is great. Sure. I always, like, what's going on? Like, after Sin City, like, people are very careful about saying, like, Robert Rodriguez's name. You notice, like, his name is, like, never attached to anything anymore. Like, he's not, like, a draw. And maybe that's because, like, he kind of, like, pissed in the faces of, like, the Directors Guild or something.
Yep, that's definitely part of it. They hated him after that whole thing with, like, Frank Miller. He's like, yep. No, Frank Miller directed it, too. And they're like, well, he's not a real director.
Yeah, and, like the whole thing, care. Like, it wasn't shot. Like, in real locations, it was too much green screen.
That movie was shot so bananas. Not only was it green screen, but that movie, there's a scene where, like, Mickey Rourke's character is, like, choking out Elijah Wood's character. And apparently those two actors, like, never even met.
Yes.
So, like, the whole thing is just not, like, it almost, you knew they had to film it weird because they made Sin City look exactly like the comic right. book Sin City. But when I was watching all, like, the director's stuff and, like, commentary on it, he's, like, showing you how he did it on a computer and all the stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's really weird.
Crackers.
Like, I don't know if I like this. Yeah.
But, you know, but James Cameron, when are we going to see these new Avatar movies, too, by the way?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm never going to see these Avatar movies.
Because you know what? Like, too much time. I'm over it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so those are both a pass for me. The Battle Angel thing, I don't know.
I'll see Battle Angel, but I won't see it in the theater.
All right. Yeah, you're going to have to let me know how
Death
it
Day,
is.
Happy Death Day, I'm out. I'm out on that.
They're using the same characters from the first one, which makes no sense. I thought that was a solid little quick standalone movie, you know, kind of a Groundhog Day ripoff, but with a twist. You're like, all right, that's fine. But, man, they're just bringing the same characters back? Like, so yeah. I don't know how they're going to do that.
I'm out on that.
So that's
no,
that
thank
one.
You.
Also in February on the 22nd, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
How many of these have we had now? I'm out on this.
I'm out also.
Yeah.
I'm out on that. March 1st, here you go, Ryan. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral.
Standalone episode,
probably.
No. Nope.
There's been a lot of Madea movies.
There's been a lot of Madea movies. We are really milking that cow. We are really...
Now, let me tell you this. Now, not just because it's a funeral, but this is... apparently going to be the final installment in the Madea series.
I don't believe it.
How many do you think it is? What number movie is this in the Madea series?
5?
How about 11?
Come on.
11.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Tyler Perry not a billionaire?
He is. Thanks, Oprah. Hello.
Hello. Great stuff. Yeah. So that's March 1st. March 8th is the movie that Ryan Davey incorrectly calls the most anticipated film of 2019, Captain Marvel.
All I'm saying is that, like, if this movie stinks, like, Endgame better be careful if this movie stinks.
I think you are out of your GD mind with that.
All right.
Endgame,
that's fine.
Endgame is so bulletproof right now. Captain Marvel doesn't even need to come out. It could be worse than Batman v Superman, and people would go still see Endgame. In droves.
All right. I just think I'm not feeling too good with the new promos they've been showing.
I'll
Speaking
tell you
of
what.
Alita Battle Angels and being robots, Allison Brie Larson, whichever one she is, Brie Larson's looking like a robot.
I'll tell you what, this movie I'm not that excited about, and if it wasn't sandwiched pretty much in between the two, like Avengers 3 and Avengers 4, there would not be even, there'd be even less buzz for it.
Oh, it's a placeholder, like, is all it is.
And what's too bad too is, like, so this is finally, after like 20 something Marvel movies, the first time there's been a female in, like, lead. Mm-hmm. The first time there was a female character name in the title was last year's Ant-Man and the Wasp, and even she was sort of second billing, even though she was better in the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's kind of weird, isn't it? As good as Marvel, like, think about all of Marvel Comics. I'm like, all right, the MCU, they're going to have a female lead movie. Captain Marvel would not be super high on my list.
I mean, she's one of the most powerful heroes in the Marvel universe, so you kind of have to bring her
That's
in
true.
At this point. She has to be in Endgame, right? Has to be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she definitely has to be in Endgame. She's going to play a major role in
Well,
Endgame.
That's what I'm saying. So if this movie stinks, like...
That doesn't matter.
All right. All right.
Well,
okay, you know
listen.
What? You have a point in that Thor the Dark World stunk, and we made it through that, so...
We sure did. We sure did. Yeah, a lot of those movies early on, kind of The Incredible Hulk stunk, Iron Man 2 stunk, and then Avengers was the best.
Yes, it was.
Avengers was awesome. But either way, of course, Captain Marvel will be a standalone movie and a theater movie.
Yes.
And you know what also will probably be both of those things? That would be on March 15th, Jordan Peele's Us.
We got a busy month of March, huh? With Madea, Captain
that
Marvel,
is,
and Us.
That's not bad. That's not that is bad. Pretty good. So Us, we talked about it last week a little bit when the preview came out. The preview looked creepy as shit.
Yeah.
And Lupita Nyong'o and Winston Duke, both a couple of our favorites, so that they'll be good. But it looks weird. It looks like nightmares.
It looks like a lot of nightmares.
Looks like nightmares.
A lot of nightmares.
But I'm excited for that. You know what also looks like nightmares, Ryan? That'd be March 29th. Tim Burton's Dumbo.
I am not excited about... No. The pink elephant scene that is inevitably coming in this movie. I bet that's going to be nightmare fuel. And I'm really interested to see what they do with the crow characters from the original Dumbo, if they write them in or they're not there. My bet is
what
they're not
think?
There.
I was
going to
say they may not be there.
Yep.
Hashtag racism.
Super racist movie. But yeah, so there's that.
Danny DeVito, Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton, Alan Arkin, they're all in
So Danny movie. DeVito is essentially playing the same character he played in Big Fish, another Tim Burton movie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Where are you on Tim Burton movies?
I think I'm out on Tim Burton movies at this point, right? He has made real clunkers recently.
I really liked there's a bunch of Tim Burton movies I really did like.
There's a lot of Tim Burton movies you liked 20 years ago, and now that you don't like
that's what
any of those anymore. Like, what was the last good movie? Big Fish is probably the last good movie you made.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
So, that movie's old.
I hear you on that. This one I just want to throw in there real quick, just because I like the cast. The same day as Dumbo, there's a movie called Captive State. It's a science fiction thriller with John Goodman and Vera Farmiga.
That's a home watch for me.
An extraterrestrial. How about this? An extraterrestrial force occupies the world, enslaving humanity under the guise of peaceful unity. The film explores the lives of a Chicago neighborhood on both sides of the conflict, the collaborators and the descendants. It involves themes such as oppressive government, the public being lied to, and the way some rise up against it.
I just went like, you piqued my interest, and then, you know, I was like, nah, I'm out.
Guess who's also in this
who's
film?
That?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Out. I'm out. It's going to be a Netflix release. That's going to be that's the only way that kid gets work as an actor.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. All right, Ryan, what about, I know one that you're actually really looking forward to. That'd be April 5th, Shazam!
I'm very upset Shazam. That this has to be a standalone episode.
Bold prediction for 2019, and we're full of them. We are full of bold predictions. You are going to enjoy this movie.
Okay, we'll see.
That's what's going to happen. You're going to be pleasantly surprised,
we'll see.
If nothing else. You're going to go, you know what? Best DC movie to date, Shazam, Zachary Levi.
I just think it's too silly. It's just too silly
for me. It's
going
to be a little slap and tickle there, probably. Yep. But this is going to be the one. I like the movie poster. I like him. He's kind of leaning up against the wall, blowing a bubble, saying, hey, what do you want from me? Because
I'm a kid. I'm just a big kid, you know?
Just a big kid. Same day as Shazam is Pet Sematary. If you had a pass to see either movie, which one would you see?
Probably Shazam. But
there you go.
Pet Sematary, it's...
The prosecution rests.
Yeah, so Pet Sematary is going to be a home watch for me. I'm not that excited about it. You know, maybe it's more true to the book. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I'm not jazzed up. I'm not jazzed up at all about Pet Sematary. I think I've
been there, done some that.
Yep, been there, and, you know, we'll see. Not going to see it in the theater for me. We're too busy talking about Shazam. And then the following week, how about on April 12th, Ryan, we get Hellboy.
This is going to be a standalone episode. It's going to be an in-theater standalone episode for me.
All right.
Okay. Got to do it, right?
All right.
You like Hellboy.
I think so. I am curious. The first couple of Hellboy movies were good, and we all like David Harbour. We like the casting there. See how he does. Mila Jovovich is in this. Ian McShane is in this.
Which is good. You know, it's a good cast. I think we're going to be all right. Okay. I don't think it'll be as good as the original Hellboy, the Del Toro ones, but it's definitely going to be watchable. Right. It's not going to light anyone's hair on fire, but it'll be fine.
Also, that same day, there's an animated movie coming out, something for the kids, called Missing Link. There's been some previews. In fact, I think they had a preview during Spider-Verse, or at least when I saw Spider-Verse, there was a preview for this. Hugh Jackman, Zach Galifianakis, Zoe Saldana, Timothy Oliphant, Emma Thompson. So it's got quite a voice cast in this one.
Okay. Pass.
Nothing. Ryan, so then 2 weeks from there, on, of course, April the 26th, Avengers Endgame, which to me, if I had to choose between watching Avengers Endgame and I could only watch Avengers Endgame or every other movie that comes out in 2019, I would pick Endgame.
I agree with that. I absolutely agree crazy. With that.
That's a little nuts, but I probably felt the same way about Infinity War for this year.
It's just, too. It's the end. It's the end of everything that's been building. You know, you need to finish. We need to put a bow on it. And I think if, you know, gun to your head, you can only see one movie in 2019. That's the clue. Far and away, the answer for me is Endgame.
Because one of the, so you're changing it from Captain Marvel.
Well, now we're getting into semantics and word choice and stuff like that.
I don't want to get into wordplay.
Let's retcon this a little bit. Everybody is looking to see Endgame. I mistook what you said and I said the wrong thing. I think the most pressure is on Captain Marvel.
To see if they can just keep going.
To just see if they can keep it rolling. And like you said, Endgame is bulletproof. There's nothing that this movie has just been given to us on the silver platter. There's nothing really they could do wrong.
Yeah, and didn't word just come out that all the trailer? So the trailer that we've already seen, and probably the second trailer that who knows when that comes out, it's only going to be stuff from like the first 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, and so that's which the right way awesome. To do it. That's the
like this is like one movie that they didn't need anything. If they just put up the graphic, like because we didn't even know the name of the movie until the last trailer came out.
No.
If they just wrote like Endgame, you'd be like, I'm there.
Yep.
And like, do you think it would really? Does a trailer for this kind of movie dramatically help or hurt ticket sales?
The only thing it doesn't help it for sure. I think you're already in. Everyone's in.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And I think the only thing it stands to do is, like you said, if you show too much, you hurt it. So,
but the most difficult thing to do, you'd have to admit, for like a movie is a really, really good ending because it's so subjective for a lot of people too. And like, some people are going to be upset. Some people like open-ended endings. Other people don't. Some people love a twist. Some people like whatever. So the fact that they've had like 20, 23 movies and now you're basically trying to end that group, but also allow it to continue with like other characters and other stories. They've really put themselves in a weird spot. I don't know how they're going to pull this off.
And I have my prediction. Yeah. Like I think I said on the podcast before, I think in my head, it ends with Tony Stark being the head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but I could see that. But then even still, it's like, all right, so is he going to be committed to movies going forward? Or are we still going to see him?
He's
going to
be the new Samuel L. Jackson. He's going to show up for like 10 minutes and then, you know, he's going to keep milking it. And I would if I were him. It's gotten to the point now where he is Iron Man. Like, the way he's drawn in the comics, the way he behaves in the comics, like, it's basically...
Yeah, the book has changed. The book has changed because of the actor, right. Which is crazy.
Which is nuts.
But, so that's the whole thing, obviously. And I think we'll probably do a commentary track for Infinity War, so we'll have more of our thoughts on Endgame leading up to it. We'll do an Endgame preview before. So sometime in April, we'll do an Endgame preview show. At that point, we'll probably have seen the second trailer, too. Sure. So... should be good stuff. All right, so then nothing comes out the week after that because it's still going to be Endgame. Yeah. Endgame's probably going to dominate all through May, to be honest. But May 10th, how about Pokemon Detective Pikachu starring Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu?
I have negative interest in this movie.
Yeah, we've talked about this before on the podcast. We missed it. We're too old for Pokemon. Like, it was not in our wheelhouse at all.
And even now with the new Pokemon stuff coming out on Switch, I just have zero interest in this stuff.
Nothing. Although my nephews both love Pokemon.
We're just in that gray area. Like, you and I are in that gray area where we were like, when it first came out, we were too old.
Right.
And now when it came back around, we're too old. It just...
Yeah, so even Ryan Reynolds isn't going to get me to see this, or at least not in the theater. This could be one, like, if it was on TV, like, I'd start it to see if I last.
Can I tell you something that you might not believe? Out of all the video games you've seen me play, I've never played a Pokemon game.
I'm not shocked. Ever. I'm not shocked by that. Yeah. Not shocked at all. May 17th, John Wick 3, Parabellum.
See, these are those interesting movies that, to me, teeter on theater versus home, you know?
Because you know it's going to look sweet in the theater.
And it's going to sound great. But, yeah. Like, is it a big enough movie for me to spend, you know, $20 just myself to go see?
Yeah, that's what I'm already thinking about is, like, there's already been over a handful of movies that, one, I want to see, but then two, we're going to do for the podcast. So, like, John Wick probably doesn't cut it. Like, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy the movie. I like the first two.
Yeah.
It's going to be enjoyable, but I probably am not going to see it in the theater.
No, they're probably going to be a home release for me, unless it, like, sets the world on fire and, like, it gets 100 on Rotten Tomatoes and people are really excited about it. Then I might, you know, treat myself and go out and see it. But I really, really like the first two.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah,
so
they're awesome. On May 24th, you get the Will Smith Aladdin.
Out.
No interest on
out.
This.
Way out
on my end. None. Although that Jafar is very
handsome.
What
a dream, huh?
Holy smokes! Not fair, man. Not fair. This one here's another intriguing one. This is kind of in the John Wick 3 category for me. On May 31st, Godzilla King of the Monsters comes out.
This is a wait and see for me. This is a game time decision.
This, and I'm interested to see kind of what the early reviews are for it, and hopefully maybe some of our friends see it and they tip us off, like whether or not it's worth it or not. But this is another one similar to John Wick or even like Aquaman, where you know it's going to look and sound so much better in the theater. Like, you're not going to get the same experience with that one at home.
No. So that might.
I'm on the fence with that one. On June 7th, I should put in quotes here. June 7th,
maybe.
Dark Phoenix is at least scheduled to come out again. This is the X-Men movie that they had set up for last year, last November, I believe, and then it got scrapped, part of the whole Fox deal and everything. Then at one point, they weren't even going to release it.
Yeah,
and then they said, no, like it's already been made, and James McAvoy's in it, Michael Fassbender, so they both reprise their roles. You got Sansa Stark is in there as Jean Grey. So they already made the goddamn movie.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's going
to
be trash.
The money's spent. You might as well. It's going to be trash. Yeah. We're going to have to. It's a have to for us. We have to see it.
It's an X-Men. It's an X-Men thing. Yep. We got to watch it. So that'll be us. June 14th. A couple of movies come out on June 14th. Men in Black International and Shaft.
Oof.
Men in Black International, by the way, Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson.
Not the best thing to come out on June 14th. You know what it is, though?
You think Son of Shaft?
Me, in 1981. That's actually my birthday.
Well, congratulations.
So, yeah.
So, that's good. So, your birthday, you get Men in Black International. My birthday, we get the movie Us.
Which, yeah, you win. I think you win that
advantage
one.
Advantage me. Yeah. Yeah, those are... Skip it. On, let's see, June 21st, another double feature here, Ryan, Toy Story 4 and Child's Play.
Wow. Talk about two polar opposite movies. I'm going to see Toy Story in the theater with the children. And I'm not going to subject my child to Child's Play just yet.
No.
Is this a reboot or is this a sequel? Or is this an old sequel like Halloween?
I think it's a reboot. I think it's a reboot.
Oh, boy. All right, so I'm out on that. If it was like an old sequel like Halloween, I might be more interested, but...
Aubrey Plaza's in it.
Oh, yikes. You know, I'm out on that then. She irritates me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her. Yeah, she does. She bothers me. I'm not a fan. This is a movie. I have no idea. I mean, most of these, as you can tell, are comic books or, you know, hashtag dork movies. But on June 28th, Ford versus Ferrari. It's a James Mangold film. He's directed it. He wrote it. Christian Bale, Matt Damon, John Bernthal are all in it.
What is this movie?
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of this.
So this is, let's see. The film follows an eccentric, determined team of American engineers and designers led by automotive visionary Carroll Shelby and his British driver Ken Miles, who are dispatched by Henry Ford II and Lee, no idea, with the mission of building from scratch an entirely new automobile with the potential to finally defeat the perennial dominant Ferrari at the 1966 24 Hours of Le Mans race in France.
The Shelby Cobra. The birth of the Shelby Cobra. Or is this the was the F1? I forget which one that they wound up making here. But I do know this story. So it's actually, that might be cool. I don't think I'll see it in the theater.
Yeah.
But that's a cool story.
I don't think so either. But I just think with the director and with the actors, I'm sure it'll be interesting. I'm sure we'll be hearing about it in the summer. Let's go to July now. So we're over halfway through the year. July 3rd, Ryan, an untitled Annabelle film. How interested are you in
that? None interested.
What if I told you this? Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga are both going to be
in it. How much, though? I mean,
yeah, no idea. They're just attached. There's not even a goddamn title for the film.
Yeah, if it was a new Conjuring, maybe, but the whole Annabelle thing is stupid. I think it's basically Child's Play, right?
Annabelle, the first Annabelle actually I was pleasantly surprised, but you're right. I don't know why they're making more of these. They've made a lot of money. I guess there's your answer.
People will see something that they made, but again, it's Child's Play.
It is. Yeah, pretty much. So. July 5th, though, Ryan, one of the most anticipated movies of the year, Spider-Man Far From Home, we're going to need to see Endgame probably to figure out what happened to Peter Parker.
Yeah, and again, the first movie coming out of Marvel after Endgame, like... You got to be good.
Absolutely.
You got to have a nice time.
And you're going to have a great time, I think. And, of course, Jake Gyllenhaal is going to get introduced into the MCU as Electro.
Mysterio.
Let me have it back. Yep. Take three, two, one. Jake Gyllenhaal will be making his debut as Mysterio.
Which I'm interested to see what they do with that character because it's kind of a kooky, kind of weird, kitschy character. So I'm interested to see how they fold that in. It should be fun.
Yeah, for sure. But also, like, Michael Keaton, he's at least on there. Like, he's on the cast list. So, like, how do they maybe play into that a little bit? Do we get Scorpion, too, which they sort of pointed out to? Do we get any more hints at Miles Morales?
Do we get the Prowler? Do we get Prowler? Donald Glover as the Prowler? Shit. That'd be cool.
Shit. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So that's going to be fired up. That's a obvious movie or a theater and standalone. Now, July 19th, The Lion King.
Ugh.
The Lion King. All right, here we go.
No, thanks.
You have to see The Lion King or Aladdin, this year's version of both. You have to see one of them. Which one would it be?
I think I'm going
to
see Aladdin because I think Aladdin's going to be so bad. That it's going to be worth a watch. You know what really pisses me off? They keep calling these things live action when there's no people.
This is not live action.
But they go the live action Lion King. It's not live action. There's no people in there. Mm-hmm. And my wife was trying to argue with me. She's like, "Well, it's not animation." I'm like, "Yes, it fucking is animation."
Like, do you think they used a real goddamn lion?
I was like, there's no lions walking around. There's no, like, you know, baboons, like, you know, casting spells. Like, this is
baboons.
These aren't real things. Yeah.
They put a lion, and what they did was they covered him in green, like, made him wear a green suit, and then he's walking around in a green screen. They dub in the back. Like, no, this isn't, these are all voice actors.
Yeah. Like, it's not, anyway. Stop calling it live action. It's not live action.
They're both going to make a ton of money, though.
Yeah, they are. Because they get the fans.
Lion King definitely will.
Yeah.
Lion King definitely will make a lot of money.
And it's kind of cheating, too, because, like, those are movies that you bring multiple people to.
Yeah.
You know, no one goes and sees, like, I'll go see John Wick by myself, and a lot of people will. But, you know, like, right. You're Lion going King's... in, like, a team of four to go see The Lion King. Yeah. So that's, you know, that helps ticket sales.
John Favreau directing, Donald Glover, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Seth Rogen, Billy Eichner, Beyonce, John Oliver, James Earl Jones, Keegan-Michael Key, Alfre Woodard. It's loaded.
It's loaded.
Now, the week after that, though, July 26th, Quentin Tarantino is back, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. How about this cast? Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Tim Roth, Timothy Olyphant, Michael Madsen, James Marsden, Dakota Fanning, Al Pacino, Bruce Dern, Emile Hirsch.
Kind of have to see that, don't you?
Yeah, you do. It's an upcoming mystery crime film centered on the Manson family murders. And
who's playing Charles Manson? Is it Emile Hirsch?
It is... No, wait.
It's a guy who, like...
No, his name is Damon Harriman.
Yeah, and he already played Charles Manson in something else.
Oh, Jesus,
yeah, Christ. Like a TV show or something.
But it's cool. So this movie, it takes place, you know, 1969 in Los Angeles. So it says around the time of the Manson murder. So it's around that time. But a TV actor and his stunt double embark on an odyssey to make a name for themselves in the film industry. So you have a lot of people playing real characters. My guess is, so like, you know how Inglourious Basterds is very obviously fiction, but then there's like real life right. tie-ins. I'm guessing it's something like that because you have Margot Robbie's playing Sharon Tate. Damian Lewis is an actor. He's playing Steve McQueen. There's a guy playing Bruce Lee. So like, there's a lot of like real people, but then I think a lot of the other main characters are probably made up by.
I think, yeah. The more I hear about it, the more this movie sounds pretty cool. So
yeah, when they first like cast it and they said, I thought at first it was just about the Manson murders. And I'm like, this has been done. Like, I know not like a big Hollywood movie, but like, I don't need to see that. Like, I know so much about it. I've watched so many specials on it. I'm like, I don't really care anymore. But if that's just going to be part of the movie, like, I'm way more interested.
And that, you put it perfectly. Like, Inglourious Basterds is a World War II movie that's not really about World War II.
Right.
Like, it is, but it's not like one of those movies. So if you put like the Tarantino spin on like this time, like I'm pretty fascinated by that notion.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too. So that one is in July. Also, that's it for July. So let's get into August 2nd. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
That's the one with,
that, of course, is
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The Rock. And what's his name? Statham, right?
Jason Statham.
Yeah, nope.
Yep.
I'm out.
Idris Elba is also in the movie. Yeah, I'm not really interested either. And on that same day, Ryan, The New Mutants, which is another one of these movies that was supposed to be out over a year ago, and they bumped it, and now you get this one. And so Arya Stark is in this one. So is Anya Taylor-Joy. I was super interested in this movie.
I thought
it was going to be like a horror movie, but apparently it's just the pits.
And I don't think it was. I think what this suffered from was a director who had this vision for, like, you know, mutants as a horror movie, which is a fascinating concept. And if I were to guess, he presented the studio with this and they're like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, you might be right.
And this is going to be that one of those lost movies where you're going to get a cut of this, that something's going to happen on the cutting room floor where like half of this movie, the original vision of this movie, is going to be lost. And I would love to see the original version of the movie, and I'm never going to see it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So New Mutants for me is a theater movie.
We're going to see it in the theater. We're going to review it.
Episode. Oh, by the way, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, we should probably do an episode. I mean, we did a whole episode on Tarantino movies.
What the hell else are we doing at the end of July, you know?
Probably do that.
We're not seeing. No, the week after that is New Mutants.
Lion King or Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah. No, we're not seeing that. August 9th, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I'm in on this.
Guillermo del Toro, one of the writers.
Oh, I can't wait. These books just scared the pants off me when I was a kid, and I cannot wait to see the visuals in this movie. Yeah. If they're anything, I mean, 75% of what was scary about those books was the illustrations.
To this day,
I can't really look directly at these books because they're so creepy, and I hope they keep that. I really do.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
The guy who played Hank in Breaking Bad is in this movie.
Nice.
So look for him. Now let's get into September. Really just one movie in September. That'd be It Chapter 2.
Sure. We're in on that.
That'll be another one. I'll see that in the theater. Sure. Probably a standalone movie there. Now let's get into October. Some good ones in October, including Joker, which comes out on the 4th with Joaquin Phoenix.
Standalone theater, right?
Absolutely. Zazie Beetz in this movie. Robert De Niro is in this.
Do we know who he's playing?
Names in there. Mark Maron. Yeah, De Niro's playing. They have him listed just as a talk show host.
Oh, weird.
Is what they call it. So, I mean, there could be a good twist.
Todd
there.
Phillips, he of the Here for the Gangbang directing.
Yes. Yep, that's correct. There is apparently going to be Thomas Wayne in this movie. Yes. And Alfred, and maybe a very young Bruce Wayne. So we'll see what they do. I'm curious. This has a chance to be a real letdown.
A real letdown, or, you know, Joaquin Phoenix is on fire right now. He's done.
He's very good. No, it's true. He's very good.
So we'll see.
We'll see. On October 11th, Zombieland 2. I think this is a real under-the-radar sequel that's coming out.
Very under-the-radar sequel, but also, again, it might suffer from too much time.
Yep, you know, that's a good point.
You know, I've been married for almost 9 years, and I think I saw the first one of these on a date with my girlfriend at the time.
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Same cast is back: Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin. I don't know. I think this is too early to tell if it's going to be a standalone or a theater movie for me.
Jesse Eisenberg, oof.
Yeah,
rough not stuff. A fan of him lately. But
hard to unsee that performance as Lex Luthor.
You know what it was? It did it for me. Say, so watch that movie again. When he has the boogies running down his nose in the jail scene, when he's yelling and screaming, he's got like snots coming out of his nose.
Don't like that.
I don't like that at all. Wipe your nose.
Also, October 11th, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I don't want to see this. I want to see scary stories. I don't want to see Are You Afraid of the Dark.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Give me that Fair. Shit.
November 1st, Terminator 6. For serious, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton.
Like, I'm excited to see what Linda Hamilton's going to do, but, like, Jesus, can we just... Are they just going to, like, prop Arnie up at this point?
There's also that same day, Charlie's Angels comes out.
There's another Charlie's Angels movie?
Yeah. All right, moving right along. November...
So how do you write a 70-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger into a Terminator movie?
Very carefully.
Here's what I would do. Let me pitch this to you.
All right.
All of the Terminators that have come out had to have looked like somebody.
Yeah.
So maybe he's like the real guy who the Terminators were based off of, and they have a conversation with him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. And he's like aged. Because I don't know. It's going to be weird.
You can't make him a Terminator again. He's too old. You can't. They'd be like actually making another Rocky movie and having Rocky get in the ring. Like, you can't do that. You know,
you would never see it.
So, like, maybe he's like this old broken down guy who was like the engineer who made the Terminators look like him.
Or they don't just de-age him, do they? Because they can do that.
I hope they don't. At that point, he's just a voice, though. You know.
Yeah, true.
So, and why did they give the Terminators accents? No one ever asked that question.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Cruel joke, perhaps.
Have you heard of the metal band Austrian Death Machine?
I think I have.
Check them out. They have all their Arnold Schwarzenegger themed metal band. They're awesome.
Not bad.
Featuring such songs as Get to the Choppa and I Need Your Clothes, Your Boots, Your Motorcycle, which are two of my favorite songs of theirs.
Those are some of the best, yep. To be sure. November 8th, Ryan, you get a double feature. Sonic the Hedgehog and Kingsman the Great Game.
Both of those movies cannot receive $1 million, by the way. Yeah. That's a callback.
That is a great callback to earlier this very episode. Yep. Sonic the Hedgehog with Jim Carrey, I just, no thank you. And then Kingsman, they're good, like, when you're watching them. It's Matthew Vaughn again, but, like, I don't know.
But, like, none of the...
I don't think any of the dudes are in it.
Yeah, none of their original cast is in it, right?
I think maybe. Yeah, but not, like, lead roles, I don't believe. I don't know. So. Where else? All right, we got a kids movie here, Ryan. We got to mention it at least. November 22nd, you have two young daughters. Frozen 2.
You know my ass is going to be in the theater that weekend.
We can probably do a standalone because I know you'll see it. December 13th, Jumanji 3 with Kevin Hart, everybody's favorite, Jack Black, The Rock. Danny DeVito's been added to this cast, as has Karen Gillan and Awkwafina.
Yeah.
The person.
It was a person, not the actual water.
Not the water.
Jumanji 3, colon. We're just out of ideas in Hollywood.
Terrible. But to be, Jumanji 2 made a shitload of money.
It was watchable.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good popcorn movie, but...
Mm-hmm.
One of those movies that you can walk out to like do something, come back 15 minutes later and know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Ryan, that is just going to get people set, though, for a huge movie. One of the biggest movies of 2019. That'd be Star Wars Episode 9. Still no title just yet, but that comes out on December 20th.
Bold prediction.
This could go either way.
Bold prediction. If this tanks, this is the last Star Wars movie you'll ever see.
Ooh,
the,
I think at least for 20 years,
someone will try to bring the last back. Canon Star Wars movie.
Yeah, if it tanks, I'm with you.
If it tanks, they'll do like a they'll do your Boba Fett movie. They'll do a Lando movie. They'll do a Chewbacca movie, a Yoda movie, but they will never do an episode like episode whatever again.
How about this? Even if it's good, I don't think. I don't think we need an episode 10.
No, but it has to be great. This has to be great.
This has to be great. Billy Dee Williams is in it, so it's got a chance.
Billy Dee.
God, let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Episode 9. So we'll do more. We'll do a preview show probably for that too. That's exciting, but that's a ways away. Could go anyway. Also, on Christmas Day next year, Greta Gerwig is directing Little Women.
Oh, great.
Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson,
Meryl Streep,
Laura Dern.
Come on.
Bob Odenkirk, though.
How do you convince him to do this movie? Like, what is he at?
You know that kid? Who's that kid that's like in every movie now? He's like nominated every time he's in anything.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, he's in
there. Of course he is.
Yeah.
You know what? I just hate, first of all, I hate Jane Austen. Remember they used to make us read Jane Austen in high school? Like, that was like my worst.
I do.
It was awful. Yeah. And it was one of those things. It was the first instance of my life where like people were telling me it was good and I didn't believe them. And then they got like angry at me.
Yeah.
Like, this is good. I'm like, no, it's not. And like, yes, it is. I'm like, no, it isn't.
Like, I don't care for this one bit. Oh, speaking of books that are movies, also on that same day, Call of the Wild is going to be a live action CGI animated adventure.
Sorry, I just misspoke. I had to Google it. I know it didn't sound right when it came out of my mouth. I know Jane Austen didn't write Little Women.
I had no idea. I would have taken.
But I had to read. We read Pride and Prejudice and Little Women. Like,
what was the other one? What was the other one that she? Oh yeah, it was Louisa May Alcott.
Yes.
So you can save your goddamn emails.
Yeah, save your emails. I know. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong, and I've amended it.
Wait, who did you say you didn't
Jane
like?
Austen.
Jane Austen. Did she do, what was the other one that she did?
Pride and Prejudice and some other bullshit. I don't know.
I got to look that up. It's going to bug me.
They made us read both of them in high school.
No, I know. What the hell was it?
Sense and Sensibility.
Yep, that might have been it.
That's the one they made us. Yep, that's the one where they made us read. The movie eats it.
Was it Sense and Sensibility and Pride and Prejudice? Yep, those are the two. Anyway. Oh, boy. All right, so Ryan, real quick, standalone movies as it stands right now, or standalone episodes, I should say, I would assume are, and you can add any more, correct me if I'm wrong, Glass, Captain Marvel, Us, Shazam, Hellboy, Avengers Endgame, Dark Phoenix, Spider-Man Far From Home, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The New Mutants, It Chapter 2, Joker, Star Wars Episode 9. That's a ton.
That's a lot. And a good solid year for movies.
Gonna be a good year for sure. It's gonna be a real good year.
God willing.
All right, Ryan, what do you say we get to the old pick of the pod?
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod. Kick, receive, defer, or you may defend the goal.
I'll take this one. I got an exciting thing I want to talk to you about.
Good, good, good.
So I got these things from my dad. And you know, like when you get someone a gift for Christmas and you're like, I kind of want that.
Yes.
My dad's like a big hiker and he goes in the woods, and I got him these headphones. Have you heard of bone conduction headphones?
No.
This is fascinating technology that is going to like this. So I got these bone conduction headphones. They actually don't go in your ear. And I had someone with hearing issues walk me through how this works. And he broke it down for me very simply. So what he said is, basically, you have an outer ear, which you can stick your finger in. It's that where you can, like, stick your finger in. You have your middle ear, which is, like, where your eardrum is, like the ear canal. Okay. And then you have, like, your inner ear. So what these do is they sit on, like, you know that little bump on your ear, like on the near your face? You know what I'm talking about? Like, the middle ear, that, like, little bump?
It sits
right there. Like
some people pierce?
Yeah.
Some people pierce
it. Yeah, like on your jawbone, and it vibrates, and the sound vibrates through your jaw and vibrates your eardrum that way.
Oh, my
God. So there are headphones that don't actually go into your ear or on your ear. And so, like, it's amazing to me because I can actually, like, listen to music and have a conversation with somebody. And for somebody who has, like, hearing issues like I do, like, it's going to save my hearing because I'm not, like...
Wow. That's pretty crazy. Yeah,
it's nuts.
Where do they sell those?
They sell them at Best Buy. They're called Aftershocks. They're made by a company called Trex, which you can get them for like $100. But like incredible. Like it's basically like my life has a soundtrack now because I can be listening to music. I drove from Hartford to Laconia, New Hampshire to go to Fun Spot. And I had these on the whole time. And I could hear everything. I was talking to people on the bus and I was just driving, but listening to music the whole time. It was crazy.
Wow. So
check those out. Bone conduction headphones.
Oh, that is crazy.
The sound, I would say the sound isn't great. There's not a lot of like, if you're looking for like top end studio sound, like these aren't them. But if you're just like around the house listening to hashtag Dork Podcast, these things are perfect.
Sure. Very cool. Mm-hmm. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm about halfway through. That would be Batman White Knight, which is about a guy who just defends Batman on Twitter. No, it's actually what it is the Joker, at least to this point. So I can't spoil it because I'm not done. But the Joker is like fixed and he's not crazy. Or I'm guessing that maybe he is, but he's not. And like he's pitting everybody against Batman. He's like, look at all this damage that Batman has caused. And he's like, I've actually never even killed anybody. And like he's apparently taking some medicine, so he doesn't even have the makeup on anymore.
Oh, weird.
And he's like, he's Jack Napier. Like he's not the Joker. And so it's pretty, and he's the one who claims, he's like, that's Gotham's Dark Knight. Well, then I'll be Gotham's White Knight.
Huh.
So it's pretty cool. Like it's its own thing. It's not in continuity, obviously, but I think it came out this year or last year, and it's really good. I'm looking forward to finishing
it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing what that's all about. I like the idea.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of liking the idea, Ryan, next week's episode, I believe we're still penciled in for Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
Yeah, and this is it's an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
Execution. We'll talk about it more. We're not going to get into it now, but you know, I'm interested in doing.
So it's available on Netflix right now, and so you can watch that before we do our episode. Of course, we'll do spoiler free at the beginning if you don't see it or don't have a chance to see it. It's about an hour and a half or so. I mean, I know it's one of these choose your own adventures, so it could be longer, but give yourself about an hour and a half.
About an hour and a half to get there, and you know, you're going to have to go back a little bit. So I say playthrough is about an hour and a half.
All right, you can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes, hashtag Dork. We're on Twitter, at Dork Podcast. You can email us anytime, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We're on YouTube as well. Just go to youtube.com/dorkpodcast. See some of the videos we've put up. We'll try to put up some more. And Davey, he always be on the Twitch.
I've been twitching. You know, I'm struggling with the Twitch right now. I got to get back into like a regular routine. I'm in a little bit of a Twitch funk. And it's not like I'm in like a bad mood. It's just like... You know, I just gotta do it. You know, we're grinding.
I hear you. I mean, with the holidays and with everything, it was just everybody's getting a little bit different.
And you know, when you like get out of a routine and you try to get back into it, it's tough. You know,
for sure.
Like that time I went to the gym like 20 years ago.
Oh, I remember that time. It was a good time.
Still trying to get into that funk.
Throwing those plates around.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Slinging plates.
Well, that's twitch.tv/rvonD, and that's where you can get Davey on the Twitter and everything else. So. That'll do it. Bandersnatch next week. We got some other stuff in store. And as you heard, there's a million movies coming out this year. So it should be a good year for hashtag Dork. And once again, Ryan, another perfect episode.
We nailed it.
Hashtag, it's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Gray Bar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.